Now check this out. I got two arms. Everybody see my two arms? I got two arms right here. And on each of these arms, I got two biceps. Amen. Now, my brother-in-law, who's a personal trainer, he got two arms and he got two biceps. But it's like somebody put an air pump in his biceps and kept on pumping and forgot to stop. Amen. Why? Because he took time to develop those biceps. Amen. He took time, like he got two big balloons in his chest. He walk around, you know how the muscle-bound folks walk around, and you know how they do. He looked at him like, really? Amen. But he took time to develop those biceps. He took time to develop those muscles. But Therese was given those same biceps and muscles. Mine kind of developed, amen. I can make them jump. Y'all see it jumping, amen? You see my shoulder moving? I was trying to fool everybody. But I got the same biceps. I got the same triceps. I got the same quads, but mine don't look like his. Why? Because I ain't take time to develop them, amen? Same way with our faith. We all have been given the measure of faith. You got to take time to develop it, amen? Let me move on. And it says, and doubt not. Now watch this now. Now, we understand if you get over into doubt, we understand if you get over into doubt, the Bible says, you ain't going to receive nothing from the Lord. He said, you should not only do which was done unto the fig tree. Whoa, wait a minute. What was done unto the fig tree? What happened to the fig tree? All right, well, let's look at it. Turn to Mark chapter 11. And let's look at verse 12. And this is what the scripture says. It says, and on the morrow, when they had come from Bethany, he was hungry. Now, if we was to speak about, say this in today's term, we would say, and on the next day, when they had came from Tupelo, he was hungry. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? On the morrow, when he came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily, that he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, you know what that made me think about? I'm gonna tell you what the situation was. Jesus and his disciples walking, and Jesus like, Matthew, Simon, I'm hungry. They like, Jesus, we hungry too. And all of a sudden, he saw that fig tree. Yeah, is that a fig tree? Yeah, master, that's a fig tree right there. Boy, they got happy. Man, we finna go eat. Man, Jesus like, y'all stay behind me because I'm getting my figs first. Now, let me tell you what that's like. You ever been in a restaurant? You sit down and you hungry. There's a lot of people in the restaurant. And then you sit down and place your order. Then another big party come in, place their order after you. And you're sitting there and your stomach growling. Man, your mouth water. You can't wait to get your food. And after about 20, 25 minutes, you see that waiter or waitress come with that big tray. You know how they carry it, that big old tray full of food. All of a sudden, you get happy. Here come my food. And here they come. They just smiling. And they get to your table, and they make a beeline and go to the other table. You're like, wait a minute. How they get their food before I got my food and I know I placed my order before they placed their order? How did that happen? That's how Jesus felt when he saw that fig tree. He came to the fig tree, and he thought he was getting ready to get something to eat. And this is what happened. Jesus answered and said unto it, he said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter. And the disciples heard it. Jesus cursed the fig tree. He said, ain't nobody going to eat any fruit from you from here on, from here ever. Now, listen to what the scripture said. It said, and Jesus answered and said unto it. Listen now, the fig tree says something to Jesus. Because the scripture says he answered that thing and he told that thing what to do. And that fig tree had no choice but to obey him. Go to verse 20 real quick. It says, and in the morning they passed by and saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Why? Because Jesus answered that situation. Listen, you got some situations in your life that's talking to you. You got some situations in your household that's talking to you. You got some situations in your finances that are talking to you. Answer it. Talk to it. Tell it what to do. It has no choice but to obey you. Come on, somebody. It has no choice but to obey you. When you quiet, you give that thing a choice. When you quiet and you don't say nothing, you give that thing a choice. I mean, think about it. When Jesus fed the 5,000, and he told the disciples, he said, you give them something to eat. They got over into doubt and unbelief. But Jesus had to come to the rescue. He said, what you got? We got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Now, if I was that 13th disciple, I already know it. I would have been fired. He'd been fired at me because Jesus said, what you got to give them to eat? Jesus, we got 5 loaves of bread and 2. Well, we had 5 loaves of bread, but ain't there but some crumbs and some bones here now, Jesus. And I'd be standing like, man, them fish and them bread was so good. That biscuits was good, man. Amen. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter. He told that thing what to do. He spoke to his mountain. Let me tell you something. How long you gonna put up with sickness? How long you gonna put up with financial problems? Come on. How long you gonna put up with it? You speak to your mountain. Now listen to this. I'm getting ready to wrap it up. Why was Jesus so successful when he did this thing? I mean, he did it flawlessly. And a lot of times, this is what we do. A lot of times, you believe in God for something. You get on Google and Google your 5 or 6 scriptures, and here you go. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Jesus became poor that I might be rich. He sent his word and he healed them all. I mean, we rattled those scriptures out. Boom, 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 boom. But what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Look at John 8 and 26 after the New Living. Let me find it. John 8, 26. All right, this is out of New Living. Jesus, listen to what he said. I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but I won't. For I say only what I have heard from the one who sent me. And he is completely truthful.